Now it's time for Wisdom for Women with Debbie Bryson.
Today's Wisdom for Women is Proverbs 12, verse 11. He who tills his land will be satisfied with bread, but he who follows frivolity is devoid of understanding. In our proverb today, we have a picture of two ways of living. To be frivolous is to be self-indulgent, unconcerned about or lacking any serious purpose. Obviously, this is not recommended for us as godly women. The other way of living is a get-to-it way. We are to be diligent and responsible. First things first. No job is going to be finished unless it's started. If your house is dirty or run down, daydreaming is not going to change it. Get up and do the first thing. Clean a bathroom. Do a load of laundry. Paint one room. Get started. With the economy the way it is, we have to stop eating out all the time. If you're going to be out all day, put something in the crock pot before you leave. Pack a sandwich for your lunch. Before you go to the grocery store, sit down with the sale flyer from the newspaper. Make your decisions about what you're going to buy according to what's on sale that week. If chuck roast and potatoes are on sale, buy several. Plan ahead. Put one in the freezer. Bake enough potatoes for several days. Take the small steps of preparation today, and it will make your dollar stretch for tomorrow. 1 Thessalonians 4:11 has a practical good word. Make it your ambition to lead a quiet life, to mind your own business, and to work with your hands, so that your daily life may win the respect of outsiders, and so you will not have to be dependent on anybody. This is Debbie Bryson praying that the practical wisdom of God's Word will make you wise.